Now, this is Barbara, and she feels that often we put a rather rosy picture on what happened to children when they were evacuated.
Right. Well, I had the other side of that. I was sent to a place that they used me as a skivvy. Used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and having to scrub a great big floor, kitchen floor. And then I was sent to school, walk 3 miles. And then when I come home in the evening, we were given the tiniest evening meal. And then we were sent to bed at 4:30. And we were locked in this little tiny room with the barred windows. And that we were not allowed out until the next morning at 4 o'clock, when the whole process went through again. My mother eventually came down. It was Christmas morning and thick snow on the ground. And my mother knocked on this person's door that had me and asked if she could see me. And the woman opened the door a little crack. And she said, I don't entertain evacuees' parents. And shut the door on my mother at 6 o'clock in the morning, thick snow on the ground. And what was my mother to do?
Well, where'd your mother come from?
She come from Newcastle. At that time, she come from London to see me, because the only way they could find, my mother found out that I was like it, that I was being treated like that, was because a neighbour of this lady felt so sorry for me. She took me in one day and gave me paper and pencil. She says, "Now you write to your mother and you tell your mother exactly what's going on here." She said, "It's not fair." And my mother got the letter, and it was just before Christmas. And I did have a father, but he was in hospital. My mother came up to find out what was going on, and she came up on the overnight train. And that's when she found out. So she was left to go out in the street. The woman told her, "Your daughter will be out at 10 o'clock. This was 6 o'clock. And where was my mother to go? But luckily, she remembered the name of the lady that allowed me to write the true letter. Because any other letters I'd written, this lady used to read, and if I'd said anything, she used to throw them in the fire. She'd say, "Now you write what I say." Anyway, that was one experience. My mother took me home then. Another one was where I went, and they had a young son he was an illegitimate son of the lady, and he would come about once a month there. And twice he tried. The first time I woke up in the night to find his hands all over me, and I screamed, and he went out. But the next month he came down. I tried to lock him out with a chair under the door and things like that, but it was no good.
And how old were you at the time?
I was about 10. Yeah, and anyway, he managed to squash the thing and come, and I found him on top of me. And, you can imagine, I screamed and screamed and screamed so much that the neighbours knocked on the door. And this woman, the mother of this boy, she said, "Oh, Barbara's had a nightmare." And so when I got up the next morning, I said to her, "I'm going to tell the teacher about what," I forget his name, the boy, "was doing. It's rude, it's not nice." And so she said, "Well, I'll tell the teacher that you're a liar and that... He didn't do it, you know, that you dreamt it. And anyway, I did tell the teacher, but the teacher poo-pooed me. His mother had got in first, and that was another experience. I managed finally to escape by going out and catching a bus and coming home on the train on my own. And I joined up with the lady that was there. The lady had a couple of children. And I just tagged on the back of this lady with the children, because the people in the train station thought I was with her, and they never said anything. So they let me get on the train, and I come home. And I ended up, I think it was King's Cross. And when everybody got off the train and I was left there standing, because by this time I was in tears, I didn't know what. I knew my mother lived near London. And anyway, finally I ended up in the station officer's office, and they sent for the police, and a very kind policeman took me home and brought me something to eat, and my mother nearly died, because my mother had to work. No work, no money, no food. And she finally came and got me. They said, "Have you got a daughter named Barbara?" She said, "Yes, I have. She's evacuated to so-and-so." Said, "No, she isn't. She's at King's Cross Station. She's run away."
And did you tell your mother that you'd been abused?
Yeah, I did. But they wouldn't believe my word against the mother and the boy. They said no, it wasn't true, but it was true, and they never got to the back of that. So anyway, there's quite a lot of experiences happened to me by being evacuated.